Sure. Yeah.
They still love it. They're very excited at the university. They know everybody. It's just random work, but, you know, changing the tires on the bus while on the highway, if you will.
Yep.
So overall, they're excited with it. But they made comments that where they felt more comfortable with the first half of the curriculum, they feel a little bit in the dark for the second half.
Sure.
They don't have the same level of comfort, and they said that the, some of the most important things. They said when you get into, prospecting, she said, in my opinion, if we didn't have the university and we were only doing one training, this makes the top of her list is the most important training we can do.
Oh, I agree.
I'll just share just kind of spattering of things. And again, there are positives with it, so just take this as the filtered opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. And understand, I'm looking to you to help guide me. I don't have those insights and the understanding of how, what the overall and really things that we want to drive. So consider me open and flexible and malleable. We want to get it right for you all.
Yeah, so I'll share some of the feedback she provided to add color to it. Now, that being stated, this is the same group that said, so why do they need 12 weeks of training? This is after week 3. They're getting pretty antsy. They want clients. And just look at the curriculum. We haven't gone through Edge. We haven't done this. Like, oh, yeah. So some of it is we're pulling in individuals that have more than full-time day jobs. They're running like crazy. Then we're throwing a lot of data at them on top of it. So, you know, you're trying to communicate with saturated people. So that's just one of the realities that we're dealing with here. Some of the comments she made was that her branch managers want to be very involved with it, but it seems like invites are still coming out, and some of these sessions are, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if everyone is aware of the life of a branch leader. You're responsible for so much that a lot of times your calendar is booked up for weeks in advance, just all day. So for us to be getting these last-minute invites, it's extremely difficult to try to make it work, and they know it's important, but we need to get them out further in advance so that people know what's going on and they can realistically prepare for the session. Robin jumped in and said, look, we get it. We understand that, you know, this is tough. We are designing it as we go. This is something the Branch Network hasn't had. We're the first part of SD. We're sharing. Here are teams we have. Here's this we have. This is all new here. We're designing. And Robin said, in all fairness, we're not being given straight answers. Everybody we talk to has a slightly different thing they recommend. And the Branch Network has needed this for years and years. So she said, is it going to be perfect? No. Is it going to be really good for them? Yes. Is it better than anything they would have gotten before? Absolutely. She said, but we're going to learn along the way here, especially in this particular module. And so, you know, Nikki came back and said, I get it. She said, what would make me feel better? It's just understanding, specifically for prospecting, in addition to the second half of FCU, high level, what is it doing? What are the sessions? How do they build on each other? You know, if there are vendors coming in, what value are they adding? I just want to be able to be walked through and understand the messages, the build, and then what we're telling them to do when it's done. So I understand what people in my world are going to be doing as actions. And she said, I would like to see invites go out for anybody who needs to be involved with it as soon as possible, because right now it's really hard to squeeze stuff in. And she said, and then Robin jumped on and said, yeah, you know, it'd be good to go ahead and get the FCU calendar updated as soon as we kind of bummed up some of these items here with, you know, final times and everything. So I'll pause there. That was a very thrown together bit from a 47-minute conversation.
Oh, yeah, it does. Especially in terms of matching the language and being able to laser focus on what she is after, and it makes sense. I just want to make sure that what I'm providing is meeting that in advance, because I get, you know, we on our call Friday, we were talking going through that walkthrough, and one of the things that involved Nikki herself wasn't on her calendar yet, and it was only because Nikki had just been added to that particular agenda item, which was the local marketing roundtable the day before. So But we handled that, you know, before the call was over, that kind of thing. But I'd certainly understand and appreciate the need to go ahead and get these things done ASAP, while at the same time, to Robin's point, remaining flexible that if things need to change, then they do, sooner than later, of course. So I do plan on getting it out, the facilitator guide, to everyone probably by end of day. If not, it'll be first thing in the morning, so that people will be able to react. Mandy's also setting up a 90-minute to 2-hour walkthrough. I knew that an hour wasn't enough, but it was intended to just get us started, and unfortunately, Nikki ended up having to drop before the end of the call. So I wasn't able to check in and say, okay, are we on track with where you wanted? And perhaps some of this could have been mitigated had I stopped sooner. Because what I did was took a day at a time, asked for questions, and that kind of thing. And it wasn't until Nikki was off, and but Grant was still on, that he brought up his concern, which aligned with what you just described from Nikki's perspective in terms of the branch managers being closely aligned and being able to offer their insights and know exactly what's expected of them and what is being taught and expected of the FCs.
Yeah, one observation I'll make, coming from, you know, the outsider standpoint, just a month ago or so, yeah, this is overwhelming because it's so big with so many pieces. And when you pull them into a deep dive like that and you're sharing a facilitator guide, and their mind is on 30,000 other things, it's probably too big for them to digest. So they're very analytical. Especially Nikki, it's good to have that context there to reference. I don't know that it's realistic to, like, pop down the facilitator guide, like, how does it look? Mm-hmm. It overwhelms the hell out of me.
Okay.
I know they have to do it.
Sure.
What I would recommend considering is for a meeting like that where you're, for example, going to go through a particular week,
mm-hmm.
it's helpful to do a quick overview of here's FCU, here are the main, you know, 5 modules, here's what we've done today. We've talked about the teams we're meeting with, they understand this, they've just gotten their practice assignments, we're hitting edge, we're doing edge and advice training, and then we lead into these weeks here. Week 1 high level is going to be A, week 2 is B. That makes prospecting. After that, we're not going to go down this call, but then we're going to get into managing your business and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So for this call today, our intent is to focus on this specific item, but I want you to understand exactly where it's fitting in and how. Do you have any questions on anything outside of it that we need to address before we jump inside of it? And, you know, at that point in time, just doing that quick frame of reference, it's going to help their minds get back into where you are, kicking it off, and kind of set that gear. And then as we jump in, it would be good to give it a, so even if you're doing prospecting and it goes on for, you know, 2 weeks, so here's week 1. I think that higher level, day 1, look, here's our goal. If we walk through the week and we even ignore the hours, we're starting off here, we're building these skill sets. And this group comes in and they're doing this. You know, talk through the story. I think that story, that flow, is what she's trying to get her arms around.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then if we go into, so if we talk about specific sessions we expect you to participate in, like, here's what we're doing. So we said that we wanted them to have some practice with it. So we have Grant coming in and going through this case study. Yes. Then it's supporting detail into the concept. She also made an additional comment that just comes to mind. She said, I feel like we have a lot of theory going in there, but I really want some application going on. And that's really what Grant is doing with his case studies. So it could be that she's just disconnected or not kind of absorbing everything.
Sure.
But as I mentioned that type of approach, would you be comfortable with that?
Yes, I like that description, and I thank you for that. I can certainly present it that way, and that's helpful to help me to just get in the mind of what we're after. Because the way I heard, I want more detail, was, you know, essentially what I described, you know, the facilitator guide. But what I'm hearing you say is that that may be overload, which would be counterproductive to what I'm actually after, which is to make sure that she's comfortable and as well as her branch managers are comfortable with what we're doing. So that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
I'm just getting to know her, and I'm a big reader of people, so you know, we may need to continue to fine tune it, but I'm guessing she's saying, I want more detail. But what she means is she wants to be comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying don't sign a facilitator guide. I think it's great to attach it.
Mm-hmm.
But then what we could do is you talk through the story if they ask a detailed question, like, you know what, I'm glad you asked that. Let's finish the story. When we're done, let's jump to page 12, and then you'll actually see the exercise that can do that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Next, and we'll walk through. Then we go back to a couple highlights within the guide, and then you have reference showing that we were thinking through those minute details.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're kind of starting with the forest instead of the trees.
Right.
I'm hoping that will help her.
Okay. That works.
I'm learning of them too, and they're all different from each other.
Right.
She's the one that I want happy, at least, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, yeah, that helps. So I will. Go ahead.
I was going to share another item that I did have the opportunity to ask her because the planning is. Some of these items flip around, and it kind of annoys me. Like, let's just agree to do it or not. So we talked about the professional dress session.
Mm hmm.
And then recently, like, well, maybe they don't even need it. Maybe it would be insulting. I asked her, and she said, absolutely. There's times I have to correct things after the damage is done and they're there in front of the client. She said, do the field trip, get them out, and build it in. So I worked with Brooks Brothers in the mall right next door.
Okay.
I have the name and phone number of the manager who said, just reach out, let me know exactly when you want to come in. And we can go ahead and nail everything down. He said, but we've done these types of things before. We're happy to help.
Okay. And in terms of time, what's reasonable?
I mean, depending on when we want to put it in and how much time's there,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a half an hour is probably good. And okay. Anything more than that, we're impacting the store and the traffic flow. But then we need to consider the commute to the store and back.
Right.
But I would recommend 60 to 90 minutes.
Okay.
Including commute.
Right.
For the entire thing. And maybe what we do is we allow 45 minutes for the session, knowing that they may have questions.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15 minutes of commute each way or something to that effect.
Okay. Because I'd originally blocked out, including travel time, 2 hours. And that was just as a placeholder, so.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Maybe this is something we could ask Robert how long it takes, but okay. You do have the issue that when you break from the session before, somebody's going to have to go to the bathroom, then you have to wrangle, you know, 20 people who are doing their own thing, but
right. Like
listening to voicemails.
Right.
Then you get them over there, and then you have to get them settled. So, I guess if you already blocked 2 hours, that's...
No, well, 90 minutes fits too, so that's fine. Yeah, I'm just trying to, let's see. So then we have the quarterly campaign, lunch. Okay, yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay, so... individual. And then what time did you want to put this within at which date? Because basically just tell us and we'll try to work around your schedule.
Okay, great. I know, let's see, from my notes on our walkthrough on Monday last week, we'd put a placeholder on the 7th of June. Starting at 8:30. I think there was discussion around starting before their business hours. So that would put it from 8:30 to 10. Including travel time, of course. So I'm guessing 9 to... So you said a half hour for the actual event. So 9 to 9:30, 9:45-ish.
Okay, so they're doing their business acumen on the 6th. Okay, good. And I remember Robin saying that this has to happen after they have their acumen training. So it'll be June 7th, which is a Tuesday. Trying to do 8:30 to 10 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks. I will call to confirm that.
Okay.
And include you on a confirmation email.
Okay, great.
And if there's any issues with it, I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Right, right. Okay.
One question for you, and I know I'm jumping around here, but we spoke to Nikki,
mm-hmm.
some of the branch managers last week, and we were talking about some of the vendor engagements that we are including. Was it positioned as though we're having vendors in to do these specific items, or was it positioned as we're exploring these vendors that could offer details around these topics?
So wait, say that again, when we were talking with Nikki and the branch managers?
Was it positioned as we're partnering and exploring these particular vendors to train on these topics, or was it stated as a more confirmative, these vendors are engaged to deliver X, Y, and Z?
Oh, yes. So with, if I'm following you correctly, everyone but Ivy, I think, is the only one that's not locked into this, because the way it went with Kelly Arnold's group, we were having difficulty essentially trying to find resources to do this in-house. And so Kelly has her relationships through our mutual fund asset managers, and that's how we ended up connecting with these third-party providers.
I guess my question is, I'm thinking of the positioning, so not what we're doing, but how we told them
mm-hmm.
to think if there's... So when we met with them, did we tell them, here's the vendors that we're working with, here's exactly what they're delivering. Like,
mm-hmm.
this segment, they're going to deliver A, B, and C, and it fits on top of what we just talked about this way. Or was it, you know, like we're exploring Ridgeworth, we have the president coming in, they're going to be able to talk about these types of topics. I'm just trying to figure out if the language used was kind of more exploratory and a little wishy-washy.
Okay, I got you. No. The only one that we didn't know about was the mall outing. The others were presented just as you described the former.
Okay, that's good. And sometimes it's just the simple language used or the tone can give people a different impression,
sure.
unintentionally. So what I would like to do then is, at the end of today and at the end of tomorrow, to provide Robin and Nikki an update
mm-hmm.
with where things stand, just at least so they see, like, we heard them, things are moving, and it could be, like, finalizing vendor agenda, target X, Y, and Z.
Right.
You know, finalize all speakers here. All invites to be sent via Outlook next day. And it's just something that's, you know, 6 bullets in an email, if you will.
Right, right. And so we're already working on that. Mandy is trying to secure all invitations no later than tomorrow. And then we're trying to do a follow-up walkthrough to the one we did Friday. Thursday is what it's looking like in terms of Nikki's schedule. I know part of our challenge is that FC Live is going on right now, and that's where Grant is. But I'm not sure if Nikki wants Grant on there, or she'll have one of her other branch managers on there. But we kind of left that list up in terms of who she wants on the call up to her. But yeah, I'll definitely take your advice in terms of language and the approach to make sure we give Nikki what the comfort and the confidence that she needs to make sure we're still on track.
Good. I also was working with her, and this is Jay's email,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about Shark Tank.
Yes.
Who we want to be judges.
Yes.
So I got that list of individuals that we should consider using.
Okay, great. Because we definitely want to go ahead and get those invitations out as well.
And so that you don't have to write them all down, let me send you an IM.
Okay, great.
I'm just reading her email. She put in a please remember to block count. Let's see. She's a character. Robin said that she's really high energy, which is good, but you got to keep her in the
mm-hmm.
ring. Let me know if you receive those
yep.
names.
Yep. Okay. And I know we had talked about two panels. Is that still true?
That is ideal, yes, because we'll have, with the additional two participants, close to 20 people, they said it would be far too long to do this one panel. So two panels of three was ideal.
Okay.
The way I positioned it, we're just, so you know, as I said, we're working to secure six judges for the FCU Shark Tank contest. On 6-9, where FCU's pitched their prospecting plans to get real-time feedback. I put in Robin's words, we're looking for, quote-unquote, people who won't be afraid to be direct and keep comments short.
Right.
That we appreciate your participation and value your input on considerations for the other five judges. That we're splitting the participants into two groups so it goes faster. We're looking for level 3-4 FCs and branch managers. Who comes to mind? And then that's when she sent that list there.
Right. Okay, great. Now, we do have two others. One was Elaine Chin and then Medita Bolin. So there will be four on each one.
You know what? In the event that we have two other judges secured and they can travel and everything else,
mm-hmm.
you may even want to relieve somebody on her list. I don't think we need more than three judges.
Okay.
Her panel, I think, will be overwhelming and an unnecessary use of resources.
Sure, I got you.
Her group's getting hit for a lot of stuff, so maybe give somebody else a pass.
Okay. Any preference out of the names I have here? Or any leanings, I should say? Not really preference, but leanings. And I suppose I could ask Mandy, too, who we've already had come out.
I'd say you want to be careful of having people travel compared to people who wouldn't, but
mm-hmm.
let's see, so she has her, she has Greg Matthews. Now, Greg will travel, but he's what, the Charlotte branch manager, correct?
I don't know well enough. Hang on.
Let me look him up real quick. Oh, no, he's in Bethesda, so he's in town there. Here. I don't know all the other individuals I'm looking
for. Okay.
And there's always the possibility somebody else could not make it from her list, just
That's
based
true.
On the schedule. She was just saying, ideally, here's the name, so. Let's work through and try to secure. And then let individuals know we're trying to form a panel. Ask if they're available, and if they say no, then we may naturally get down to the six we need. If
right.
we end up with more than six, then we could constructively figure out who to cut, probably based on travel expense.
Sure. Okay. I can work with Mandy to go ahead and send those invites out.
All right. Appreciate that. I know there's a million other things. So what else is top of mind?
So I haven't heard back from Kelly or Michelle regarding any more progress on Ridgeworth or Ivy, so hopefully we'll hear back from them. I know Michelle's out until tomorrow. I'm hoping that Kelly will be in today. She doesn't have anything to indicate that she wouldn't be.
Okay, at this point, based on those calls, I feel like we're in good shape. I feel like the vendor has committed to the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they have a good understanding of what we're looking for. Yeah, there will be some fine-tuning.
Right.
But I feel like we're ready to consider that slot filled, get that draft deck over to compliance for awareness, not for review.
Right.
But I do feel pretty confident about it. So it'd be good to get everything in writing from her, but...
Agreed. Okay, that works. So yeah.
And then what was the other vendor? So we have my vendor that I secured.
Right. Yeah. We have Ridgeworth, which was the first one, and then Ivy Investments.
Oh, Ivy, that's right. That was building a strong first impression.
Right, right. Projecting personal power.
That one is interesting. I wish I could be there on site for some of these, because you're going to hear, you know, that the body language one is going to be more general, how to not offend people, how to watch.
Sure, sure.
This guy's going to be coming in with how to be a leader. It's going to be very vocal. He's going to have you intentionally do things.
Mm-hmm.
Others may not, to secure control.
Right, right.
That'll be neat. That'll be neat to see how this audience reacts to that versus some of the other sessions.
Yep. Exactly. Well, this is good. This is good. Okay, yeah, this is helpful. And I knew you would help give me some guidance there, so I really appreciate it. Navigating these waters.
I think we're making the map as we go, and I appreciate everything everyone's doing along the way.
Absolutely. All righty, sir. If I have any questions, I will reach out to you again. But I know we can get those.
I don't hesitate. I'm pretty flexible most of this afternoon, and then I have spattering of meetings tomorrow. But this is, I talked to Robin. With all the other things I'm getting dragged into, I see you still one of my top priorities.
That's absolutely. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, take care. Bye.